Well, I don't know. Don, you got something you want to touch on? I mean,
I'll touch you.
Fuck you, asshole.
No, for legal reasons, we are not molesting each other.
Welcome to season number 3 of the Best Buds of Kansas podcast. We are worldwide, broadcasting live from the Best Buds studio. Join Rev Don, Surprise Seaman, and Box as they review Delta 8 and CBD products. Now here's your boys, live, on air.
Hey, it's Box of the Best Buds of Kansas podcast. This is our first episode of season 3. Tonight I'm joined with Surprise, of course.
Hello.
And my fuckhead of a friend, Rev Don.
What's up, guys?
Tonight's just going to be kind of a bullshitting episode. Kind of bring up what your guys' ears, you know, first tidbit of the new year, bringing in 2022. On a positive note, on a positive foot, just kind of rolling with it. What do you guys think? You guys got any topics you want to necessarily touch on, or you guys just want to kind of roll with it tonight?
Betty White's fucking dead.
Yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? Seriously.
Well, to be fair, my grandfather on my stepdad's side passed away. So I mean, at least he's up there dancing with Betty. Probably.
He got his.
She was supposed to outlive the fucking queen.
But I will say, I saw a quote. It was from a Navy SEAL, and it said, the best way. No, I can't remember what it was, but it said something to the effect of, like, you know, you lived a full life when at 99, people are saying that you should have lived longer. I'm like, that is so true. She was a dirty old lady, too.
Yeah, Betty White, man. She's going to be missed by a lot of people. I mean, she had an impact on so many through her lifetime.
Imagine what Ryan Reynolds is thinking right now.
Right? He's like, fuck, I should have fucked her when I had the chance.
He's probably beating his dick right now in his ears, like some straight Deadpool-style shit. Like,
that's what I was going to say. He's got the costume on and all, baby hand.
He did say, Ryan Reynolds did say there will never be another woman like Betty White.
That's true. I mean, sassy for her age, and you could never tell that she had aged that as much as she did.
She's looked the same all of her lives.
I would have still railed her up in 99.
I'm glad that's how we're gonna touch up on that.
I'm just saying it would be easier now for me to get it than when she was alive.
Yeah, we're over here giving her proper tribute. And here giving her fucking cum tribute.
Check out my OnlyFans.
I'm joking. I'm fucking joking. Right,
I don't know, Don. That's a little serious. You and Mike might be getting a little close there with your cum.
Come on, Grandma.
Oh, come on, guys. Not come on, Grandma.
We'll be right back after this message.
Hey, it's your boy Box of the Best Buds of Kansas podcast. Have you heard about the Little Dipper from Dip Devices? No? Man, y'all are really missing out. The Little Dipper is one of the most seamless, reliable, yet easy to use devices on the cannabis consumer market, perfect for your concentrates and waxes. With 3 heat settings and an instant heat coil paired with a battery that's twice the power as similar devices, the Little Dipper is in it for the long haul. The Little Dipper's patented airflow technology will have you feeling great while enjoying some fat clouds while keeping your flavors nice and tasty. Last but not least, 1% of all purchases goes towards a great cause according to the color of the device. Black for racial justice, ocean blue for marine conservation, yellow for honeybee preservation. You can find these devices at dipdevices.com at a low price of $29.99. You can't go wrong. Little Dipper, big clouds.
Hi, my name is Matt. I am an active and full-time CBD user. I use CBD and Delta 8 for my back pain. It really helps me out. We have teamed up with veteran-owned Hometown Heroes CBD. They have a full selection of CBD and Delta 8 products. If you act now, you can use our code KSBUDS today and get 15% off your order. That's right, 15% off your entire order. And you help support veterans with each purchase. So go ahead and snag yourself some at hometownherocbd.com.
Hey, and we're back. We want to thank all of our sponsors.
Former sponsors now after that.
Former sponsors. After that. Sorry. I want to formally apologize to all our sponsors for the comments made about Betty White. We are greatly sympathetic to Betty White's family. Don't be a Karen.
And if we decide to keep that all in, then you know what we were talking about. If not, it's our secret.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's going to make it in.
Let me say, Betty White, apparently you will be missed.
Hashtag tribute for the win. Anyway, so, okay, on the topic of sponsors, I guess, do you guys have a favorite sponsor from 2021?
Well, apparently the FBI is going to favorite us now for a watch list.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I did look. A fun fact to talk about real quick. In our international stage, we went from the 1% we were at of viewers in Germany up to 3 to 4% on, according to Spotify. So we did gain some more in Germany.
To two, so yeah, yeah, we're up to.
Can you believe they think we're still Nazis?
No, I don't believe you're Nazis. However, if you come across some really cool old shit, let me know. I will buy it and import it.
We will get a PO box, and you can send us some shit.
Yeah, I collect the old memorabilia. I would love to be able to come to that country one day just to go fucking history diving.
Oh, so it's going to get a call from the fucking U.S. Marshals. Hand grenade the mail on the way to this house.
Don't send explosives in the mail. Use DHS.
No, do not. Do not. For legal reasons, this is a bit. It's a comedic bit.
Is it though? Is it?
I would say my favorite company that we've got a chance to work with. Did you guys see that? No. For our listeners, Gimli's asking if he can join. Mm. You guys take a second.
Yeah, you must be over 6 foot to join this call.
I want to talk with Gimli. I want to talk with him. I'd like to talk with Ruger too. Immediately address him right now. So.
Yeah, right.
Austin, I got something for you.
And if you've been listeners, listeners of our shows, you know most of our guests by now. But for those you don't know, Gimli, aka 40 Mike, aka Mikey G, which is Father Seaman's adopted son,
or dad, or brother, or lover, I guess. I don't know. I've heard so many different fucking things now.
Lover, I'm pretty sure last time that you guys went on your honeymoon to Colorado and.
That's true.
With the Titanic over, you know, the Adobe Cliffs and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't shit in the cliffs this time.
I know you didn't shit. Did he shit?
Did you shit on him?
Hold his hands and
like, pulled him over the edge. Yeah, we took a romantic shit at sunset.
Toe to toes, bro to bro, hands to hand, and he squatted and shit over the cliff.
But I will say, back on
the topic, I held just the tip while he did it.
I would say my favorite place we've worked with so far would be PH2Co, just because it was the original brand, like locally. Okay, that's my company. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Austin can vouch. Mark's a really stand up guy. So, favorites. I think I have two major ones, and that's going to be obviously the Hanging Leaf for giving us the opportunity to meet Mark.
Yes.
For giving us a shop front.
Mark would have been a thing.
A place to locally advertise.
Yeah. Mark, we would have met Mark eventually anyway. I know he had already heard the podcast and so on and so forth. But the Hanging Leaf gave us that outlet to reach out to Mark directly, which was nice. And actually, I think Austin, who randomly ran into Mark or Mike at the Hanging Leaf, had.
Yeah, I was up there talking with Mike. It was the day that Mark had actually called us to set something up. And then I went up to the Hanging Leaf to do business with him like normal on Fridays. And Mark happened to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just, you know,
circumstances.
It was fake.
It was. Yeah, that's all in previous episodes. You have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
We're not gonna fit. Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're exactly right. Finally, like, because yeah, we had. What's crazy is we had a few listeners locally, but most of our listeners were out in other states listening to us, like in Texas or whatnot. And every number you see of our followers and everything, as we said before in our previous episodes, we've worked for. We're so thankful to have you guys here, which is why we offer you guys codes from some of our favorite companies. It's usually going to be KS Buds with a Z 20 for 20% off on that website, or KS Buds with a Z for like 15% off the website from Dip Devices on. Go check them all out. That saves you guys money. We don't get money from places like that. It's so that you guys get discounts.
Yep. So, I mean,
because we appreciate
it. If it helps you guys out, it makes us feel good. So, it's kind of like a $2 whorehouse. I mean, we kind of enjoy our job, and you guys get to get off with a little bit of nothing.
I will say, though, I'm still totally stoked that Hometown Hero wanted to work with us twice.
They are also
a national company.
They're now working with the Hanging Leaf as well.
Nice.
Oh, really?
I did see that.
Nice.
I did see that they had some stuff on there. I did see
making
that.
Change, guys.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're moving up.
That's making new
locally and internationally.
That's what I like to see. That's what I like to see. I like to see the revolving door of, you know, hands being, you know, shook, and us kind of being that pole that the door spins on, kind of like the $2 prostitute.
You're calling us the pole or the stripper?
Yeah. No,
I want to be the stripper.
We're the pole.
I'll be that pole.
Stripper.
I don't want to be the pole.
The stripper spins and the dollars fly. The dollars come from many other people, and then the stripper just grabs the pole.
No, I want to be that dollar rolled up in a straw.
I want to be the 50. You know, you're getting used a lot.
Oh my God!
Trust me, I get used enough.
I want to be the sterling silver tray that you bring out that looks like a mirror, and you know they use those dollar bills to do illicit drugs off of. I want to be that tray.
Anyway, you want herpes?
We want to get Gimli in here. Let's go ahead and get Gimli in here.
I told him yes. He hasn't answered. If you guys hop out of your app, he hasn't wrote me
attention span, I swear.
Mainly because he's the size of a fucking squirrel.
Ooh, shiny syndrome. Anyway, I got a beep. Is that a message? A message from
no, okay. I sent a message.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get his attention.
I see you in the chat right now. Anyway, we need to have another guys outing, I think. I can't really address this without Gimli in here, but I guess I'm going to try to, because technically it's Ruger's fault.
Oh, you know what? I may not be sending any messages out, because I'm... No, you said you got a message.
There's Gimli. There he is. What's Hello. Up, gorgeous? What's up? So,
how you doing, baby?
So, how you doing, baby? You see these dogs? Ping
pong
going hard. Ping pong.
Fucking Christ.
Anyway,
Jesus, what are you doing? Is this the whole bat plate episode all over again?
No, the fucking dogs knocked something out of my hand.
Oh fuck. So,
dogs, okay. They'll fuck you up.
Ruger was nice enough to hit me with the hey, FaceTime me real quick. And then these fuckers, yeah, these motherfuckers, dude.
You're welcome. We're
supposed to be friends, miss. I'm fucking quarantined, so I missed out on the guys' time, you know, and bullshitting with all the crazy fuckery. And I hit the fucking dial button on the FaceTime, and the first thing I see is their fucking neck. And I'm like, okay, this can't be bad. They're gonna pull. I'm gonna see face. Nope. Then it was another set of nuts. And then another set of maybe Gimli's nuts. It looked like he was holding Shaft in his hand. Bro.
I was no, like, actually, the last
y'all.
Nuts were mine.
Fuck y'all. I was like, fuck y'all. That straight bounced. I was like, wow. Yeah,
last set of testicles were mine.
Here's the question, guys. How many testicles did he look at before he ended the call?
There was five sets of nuts.
It was all
That's a lot of balls you saw, bro.
I saw a lot of balls.
All within a span of about 3 seconds.
I saw more balls in a popular basketball game, like, in less than that amount of time. Like, it took all 15 seconds for me to look at 8 balls in a basketball court. It's about 5 on an average game. So, I'm just saying. Fuck you.
Oh, that's funny.
Happy New Year to me. And then Don today, of course, has to chime in, and he's rubbing his nipple and getting all feisty.
Oh my god, yeah, we're trying to fucking drive to Hutch when that was going on.
And all of a sudden, Fred Eagle Don with his nuts hanging out of his shirt. Of course, I'm like, great. This is great. This is a lovely time. This is good soup. Good soup.
Good soup. News: local McPherson man killed in car with it.
In less than 24 hours, I saw 10 balls.
You should see what else happened that night at my house.
I don't
I've got the
you
photos.
Know, I saw some of the pictures, and I can't even illicitly describe the pictures.
Yeah, there's something you can't
talk
about.
We had Mike jump on the back of Matt and take a roll of wrapping paper.
I saw that.
And start running jousting. Through the house jousting people. Matt whipped his titty out in front of everybody, and then proceeded to tell Tanner to lick it. And no, Tanner didn't lick it. He like straight sucked the fucking titty. His titty sucked by a bearded man. The photo was the second take, so we could get a video or photo proof of it. Originally, like the Tanner like put his whole titty in his mouth, and then gave him a good swirl around the nipple.
You had a gay Christmas party or New Year's party.
Part.
That's cool.
I know you have a really nice ass and a pair of TikTok leggings.
I will say, Jesus, dude,
my ass
Ray,
looks good,
that
man.
Ass,
yeah. Now, was that Tanner's actual dick he was holding, or was that?
So, you remember the gag gift from last year? that fucking cock cage that we got the gag gift.
Yeah, I remember.
So we actually that was his actual dick inside the cage.
Oh my
god! Yes, yes.
So he straight dick out.
So here's the thing: is we went back there to take this photo as a smart ass. We were going to send it to the group chat and be like, fuck what you fuckers are missing. Like, we're having fun. You know, we're all drunk and shit. And then all of a sudden, like, fucking Garrett opened the back door. And then, like, all the fucking guys were right behind us. Next thing you know, within about a second and a half, 2 seconds, there's now 6 fucking dudes in the back bathroom, plus me and Tanner. And TikTok Lane's with his dick hanging out and his girl back there with the video camera going,
oh my god,
this isn't what it looks like, guys. This is normal.
God. That sounds... Can I get any of that?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! The New York ball wasn't the only ball dropping.
I was trying to get mine to come back out. It was cold, damn it.
God damn. I mean, I bet you were dropping it like it was hot, though. In those leggings.
Yeah, those cake. Jesus.
Take a I'm not gonna lie, those fucking things are comfy.
You look like a fucking wedding cake, bro. You were straight cake. Like,
you were cake fuck up.
Bun to bun, like Big Mac shit right there.
Shit.
Anyway, enough reminiscing on Austin's ass that I saw last night.
So, hey, so let's talk about that. You were asking us all three, the question, who was our best sponsor this year?
Who are
Mike,
our favorite?
Who do you our think best. Is your favorite, favorite sponsor from this last 9 months we've been doing?
Hey, me?
Oof. Yes. Yeah, no, fuck. Oh. Fuck. No, not you. Bye. So, next. So, you're done. Big Bong.
God.
I would probably say PH2Go.
What would you say your favorite product is?
I would honestly still say it would be the cream.
Yeah.
You're a race to get it off type of guy too, huh? I like the cream too.
I don't know. I didn't have much experience with the cream. I had to go over to mom's tonight after fucking on my foot and get it checked out. You get a second opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I. It would be worth going in the dock on or not. But she put on the cream from Butler Hemp Company, which also another Kansas company. And it's not doing half bad. So I'd love to get them for a future sponsor.
What was the name of the company?
Butler Hemp Company. Butler
Hemp Company. So it must be out of Butler County.
I'm assuming so. It had Kansas with a star on it, so I'm assuming it's Butler County, which isn't too far from here.
So do you think Betty White choked on a hot dog?
No, we're not getting back. We're not getting back on that.
She did it, Nancy Reagan.
Shut that door.
She went. She did it in her sleep. She just passed away in her sleep, apparently.
That's the way my mom and dad went.
Or they went.
Was there anybody else in that vehicle?
Do what? Excuse me.
I mean, did anybody sneak into her bedroom and sing her sweet?
No.
I say maybe she just got railed one last time, and it was too bad.
That's what
I could actually see. I could see Betty White being like, "I'm dying." They're like, "What do you want?" She's like, "Dick."
Give me dick. God's like, "I'm up."
Where's Ryan Reynolds? Right, his face.
Give me Ryan. Says every 16-year-old.
Jesus. Nope. That's Ryan. Right?
That's the one we don't like.
I don't know. Let's go back to another
topic. Don't like.
Nope.
So, again, we want to thank all of our listeners for putting up with our bullshit.
Yeah.
It's been a long 2021, and we hope to have you for 2022.
Big things.
Say long is an understatement.
Big things as long as I keep losing weight. You know.
Back to the
day. That type of thing. So as we move forward, we hope you all enjoy the improvements that are coming our way. And
hopefully this sounds good.
Continue to enjoy our fucking cringy style of comedy. But yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a bunch of bullshit for now. I mean, we lost Betty White in 2021. Actually, was it 2021 or 2022?
2021. She died on New Year's Eve.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy.
2021 grabbed her before that she was able to make it in.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, gotcha.
That's fucking bad.
Speaking of that, I seen a video where a dude was like posing as God and sent one of his angels to go pick up apparently the queen, and they misunderstood the assignment and picked up Betty White and said, "You know what, for fucking that all up, I'm taking your halo and your wings."
Well, I don't know. Don, you got something you want to touch on? I mean,
you? I'll touch you.
Fuck you, asshole.
No, for legal reasons, we are not molesting each other. However, if you want to see the unexcluded version, go check out our Patreon OnlyFans account.
Join our Patreon OnlyFans account if you want to see Don touch on me.
No, we're not doing that shit. No.
Please don't do the ear rape.
We will shut this whole fucking podcast down. God, that's fucking cringe right there. That's actual cringe shit. That's a Gen Z humor.
You're fired, Zyde. You're fired.
You're done. Fuck. I took a little bit too much of that blueberry kush. Fuck.
Yeah, how was that? You like that? I didn't know if you'd had the blueberry kush or not yet.
No, I haven't. And it is PH2 Cubs.
Well, considering that kush, gave me, I was like, tried it, so I was like, Don's got to try it.
Blueberry kush is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it's definitely good. A go-to. Like, it's definitely one that I'll be continuing to buy, because that's good shit. So, you want to touch base on the whole opinion letter? I mean, from my understanding, that seems to just be kind of a scare tactic.
Yes, we already talked about that. In our state, though, we start back up on January, like 17th, 14th or 17th. Mm-hmm. Our legislators have to come back. That'll be the first day. From what I understand, within the first week or two, the Senate will be taking up our medical legalization bill here in our state.
I hope they got through this year. I know that they were really close last year, but
well, it has Republican support, and so that's why it passed our House for the first time.
Well, and this is I know we have a Democratic governor, but I mean, our Senate is primarily Republican. I mean, you know what I mean?
And they were able to agree on it to pass it through the House. So
I think if they push it hard enough, it'll make it through. I think it will. I think that'll
benefit one of our partners. Kansas Normal. They've been pushing that a lot. So shout out to them and Bleeding Kansas Advocates. They're doing a really great job that I've been a part of for 10 plus years.
I'm
so happy to see this finally. We're finally getting there. Fucking state to do something about it.
Yeah, making headway, man. Sometimes you got to give head to get ahead. That's too bad we don't have Monica Lewinsky at the state level here.
But I don't see him. I don't see him winning governorship. I think it might be a Republican who ends up winning, but I don't think it's going to be him.
I don't think it's going to be him. And I hope that he doesn't continue to put out opinions.
Because, I heard a rumor about Chris Kobach, and I used to support him until I heard him say about medical cannabis. He was asked, by Bleeding Kansas Advocates, I believe it was. I may be wrong about that, but they asked him, what his stance was on it. And he was like, stoners should just shut up, basically, and go get a bag of Cheetos. And I was God, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's not
the medical question of it. No,
but at the same time, I understand that because
I hope it's neither of them.
Sounds like somebody just needs a joint.
That dude has lost 3 times in a row. He used to be our Treasury Secretary, and then he lost because he went for governor. Then he lost going for Attorney General or something. I think he would just lose again.
Probably so. I mean, okay.
I'm rooting for Kelly. I mean, out of the candidates that I've seen so far, she's the only one who's willing to pass medical marijuana. I don't agree with her because she was also, she did say that when it came to recreational, that if it ever came to her desk, and that's because that's what the people wanted, she would sign for it, but she doesn't recommend it.
Yeah. And I know that we've got opportunities ourselves as a podcast. I know that Oxnard ran into Mark, I think, about a week ago, right? Roughly?
Yeah, it was last week I ran into him.
Yeah.
It was 2 days after you did.
Yeah, you were saying you barely even recognized him. I don't know how he looked with you, but when I went into the Hanging Leaf, I do believe it was Wednesday before.
Yeah, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Christmas.
Yeah, when I stopped in there. It was Monday.
No, it was New Year's. Yeah, it was Monday.
But taking that day, the day that I only worked 2 hours, I know when I had saw him, I didn't even recognize him. He was at the trunk of his Accord or whatever, talking with Mike. I pieced up Mike. I was like, "What's up, man? I'm just stopping in to grab some things." And he's like, "Cool, cool, cool." And he, runs over and he's, jogging with me and he holds the door. I didn't even see Mark come in behind me, but, right before I left, I thought he was saying something to me, but I didn't know. And then Mike pops his head out when I'm a little bit down the block, and he's like, "Hey, come here, Mark wants to talk to you." I was like, "Mark, oh shit." So I fucking turn around and go back, and I'm like, "Oh fuck," he was clean shaved and fucking just jeans. I mean, he's like, "I didn't think we got a chance to meet you." I was like, "No, we've met, but it was right before that luncheon, so I mean, we both were kind of in a rush to get to where we were going, I think, and didn't get a chance to really talk." And I know he made some things apparent to me. I know that he wants to go on the show and talk to viewers and talk with us back and forth and bullshit.
I'm excited to be able to do that because we were wanting to do it.
Mark's going to fit in just fine with the guys. I mean, as many times I've spoke with him in Austin, I spoke with him, I think.
What do you think his stance is on Betty White? That's the real motherfucker.
We're not getting back into this.
I think he's gonna have
his own thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, Mark is old school, with new school ideas. So I don't believe that the whole you can't teach an old dog new tricks thing. That's not really a viable statement. But I think Mark would be great to have on. I know I had told him that. I know we all discussed that. So I know he had said that he's working really hard to get us out there to get to his lab. I know that.
Yep.
Is she mad?
So that's going to be an upcoming episode for sure. The whole process. And I'm sure we'll have pictures on Instagram and, that's to look forward to. We're just going to be hanging out doing our normal thing. I mean, I don't really know what else to touch base on.
I'm really fucking stoned.
I can tell.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this affects White Rhino right now, and it's pretty good, actually. I picked up some of that up on Monday, and that seems to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe it's their straight hybrid strain.
See, I know their account on Instagram got kicked off, and so they had to change the name of it to, like, Original or something. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they were the first big ones that I know I saw out effects were.
Yeah. Yeah, and their edibles have been in the cannabis cup and mm-hmm. their flower. So, I mean, good company, good product. They have not sponsored us, but I will say very positive.
I totally, totally would love to get some of Mark's fucking shit put in. I bet you it would win.
No, more. I think I would like to see Mark try it. Maybe at least idea of maybe running a flower with some distillate. You know, like a normal adult eight flower. I think I would like to see what some of his ideas would be for that. I think I would like mm-hmm. that. I think that would be a good idea. I mean, because flour's a bit popular. We're not going to lie here. I mean, you got those old school stores that just... I mean, got the old school stoner that just want to smoke. And there's nothing you can really do about that, you know?
We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, this is Don with the Best Buds of Kansas podcast, and we're here with Austin, Father Seaman, aka Surprise Seaman, to talk to you guys today about a great, wonderful product that a company we absolutely love called Prairie Hills Hemp Company. That's prairiehillshempco.com. If you want to go online, they have vapes, tinctures, creams, all different kinds of Delta 8 and CBD products. Austin, what do you think about them?
Oh man, they're absolutely I can't speak enough good stuff about them. Mark and his companies have been absolutely wonderful on all aspects.
Today we have Mike joining us, one of our longtime co-hosts. Mike, you yourself have used their products. Which one's your favorite? What one would you recommend to our viewers?
Honestly, I would use the cream. I know I have a lot of back issues and leg issues, and it's helped me through the nights, you know, restless legs, throw it on there within the night, and, you know, I sleep really well and takes care of that pain.
Absolutely. It's such a great product. Each and every single one of them. We're so proud and thankful to be able to be partnered up with them. Go check them out for yourselves today at prairiehillshempco.com to get yours.
Go check out A Hanging Leaf located on Main Street in McPherson, Kansas. They have pipes, pre-rolls, dabs, and more. Need to pass a certain test? They have exactly what you need to get those pipes clean. Once again, they are The Hanging Leaf and are located in beautiful McPherson, Kansas. Tell them Best Buds Podcast sent you and receive money off your order.
Hey, and we're back again. Can't say enough about our sponsors and you guys as listeners. Thanks for hanging in there with us. You check some of those out and you go pick up some good stuff. So
yeah, so where we dropped off at, we were talking at last about Hometown Hero and them being a sponsor of ours now.
Yeah mm-hmm. I mean Hometown Hero, I mean we've spoke about it several times on the podcast.
Once again, like, guys, you guys don't listen back to like 3 or 4 episodes into season one. Like they sponsored us. Yeah, couldn't believe it.
One, they're veteran owned. Two, I mean, they fight for our rights in the cannabis community. I mean, just, and not to mention their products are fucking kick ass too. So, yeah. I mean, they're an all around stuff. Fine. So, and they are Texas.
Yep.
Yes, they're out of Texas.
Perfect. Perfect. They're at a big star state. Own star state, right?
We had an issue where the phone call dropped between us all. So we lost Mike, in case you guys don't hear him. We're trying to get him back in. If he gets back in, he'll get back in. But yeah, it was so amazing to be able to work with those few companies out there that we're still with. And it's just crazy to see how they've grown over time too.
Yeah. Watch their websites go from like the basic point and click through a menu type thing to be able to score
product. But you don't want to overdo it. We've talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's
giving your customer seizures.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing. Like, don't try to rush to one. They don't try. They didn't. None of the companies we work with have rushed to try to fit into a niche. You know, like they're not targeting just one part of the cannabis community. They're targeting the whole cannabis as itself, and that's mostly due to their, you know, to website design and stuff like that. But they've stayed true to who they support, and that's where we appreciate it the most.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Locally, we've seen shops pop up and then go back away, sadly, because of, you know, whatever business decisions they've made.
Some of them crazy year.
I will say there have been companies out there that we've reached out to and we're like, hey, if you guys want to work together, that'd be great. We'll review it. We'll give you our honest review, just like we do with every other show. You know, that we work with multimillion-dollar companies who agree with us on this stuff. And they decided not to for whatever reasons, and now they're going out of business.
I mean, I could touch on that subject more. I really could, especially being on that side of things. Had that discussion with somebody in my household, and they're not just because of your podcast. I was like, you're right, but our podcast has had a substantial outreach towards businesses in our area.
People of all ages. And listen, areas. Most people don't realize this. Our listenership is of the older age.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a crazy statistic to see. I mean,
I want to say we're like, I would think we're primarily like 25 to 45 age range, I think.
That is our normal demographic, but our actual demographic is probably 30 to 55.
Really? No.
Well, that's where 77% of our listeners are 30 to 55.
Right. It makes sense. It really does. Because, I mean, the newer generation follows pretty close with what's, you know, in and what's not. You know what I mean? So, I mean, 45 and then 30, you know, 30 to 35 to 55, that's not much of a difference.
Only 2.7% was actually 20 to 25. 1.8 was 18 to 20.
Then we had some under 18-year-olds listening to us. Yeah, it does show that.
Yeah. I can bet one of those is probably my brother, I'm pretty sure. For sure.
It's more than that. Yeah, I'm sure he's probably part of it.
Yeah, yeah. So, actually, he's over 18 now, so I can't say that he's underage. Never mind, I take that back.
No, these are active listeners in the last 30 days.
Yeah, so he'd be up there on the 18 to, you know, whatever it is. Anyway,
what is the most surprising country we are in that took you guys by surprise?
We have fucking Tanzania now.
Yeah, Tanzania. Yeah. Probably Tanzania. Yeah.
So we hear you out there in Tanzania listening to us. We thank you.
We wish you would speak up if you spoke English or typed us out in English.
How'd you find us? Like, were you just like in a shed somewhere, and then Spotify was like, "I got you, bro." That's my people, bro. I'm Bantu, motherfucker.
Oh, you're Congo.
Congo Bantu. The tribe is Bantu.
Jesus Christ. We're I can all say over that. The place, aren't we?
Yep.
God, when you die, your fucking family reunion, when you get to heaven or hell, is going to be fucking lit as shit.
I'm going to heaven, mofo, okay? According to my religious beliefs.
Well, whatever the case may be, I know you're going to sleep really soon.
Yeah, so under 17, what the fuck? Why? How did you find us?
Cringe.
Did you hear about us from your dad? I mean, did you hear it while your mom's cheeks were getting clapped?
Whoa. Maybe.
Send me a DM.
God. Maybe you found us on accident. Guys are
fucking
Lydia's a titty, bro.
Oh. He had me at yeah.
You had me at yeah. Oh, he went to kill his mom.
let's talk about the fucking gift exchange we had.
What about it?
Oh, fuck you guys, man. You guys got me way too much. I'm going to have to burn down your...
I didn't even hear what Don got. What did Don get?
A wine rack, a tag with the Chiefs logo on it. Yeah, oh, I talked to you about it.
Yeah, you did talk to me about it. I got
three I said, boxes oh my God.
Of 762.
Not 762. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah,
762 by 762 by 39, Daddy.
I got you a nice steel core ammo, proper Russian ammo for a proper Russian AK.
It's nice and pretty. Yes, it is. I have it on my desk so I can look at it. It's like right there on my Best Dad Award trophy. Austin and Mike something to yet be disclosed because I can't say it on the podcast because Mike will hear it and then Mike will be like, why are you going to do that? So there's that. But Austin already knows what he's getting, so I hope you enjoy it. Austin doesn't like surprises. That's the thing.
No, typically not. When he deals explosive surprises,
he likes being the surprise. That's why his name's Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. He likes to be the surprise.
Yeah.
Comes out of the cake.
Have we ever talked about what a surprise semen actually is?
No.
He wanted to join the Space Force, but could only get in the Navy. I don't know.
The Space Force wasn't even a thing yet.
You shut up.
Fuck. Yeah, it wasn't a branch yet. It wasn't even announced. I enlisted.
Okay, he wanted to get in the Air Force, but he wasn't smart enough, so he had to settle for the Navy.
How the hell would I go to the Air Force?
Because they have great benefits.
Fly boys in the family.
If I ever have to go back, I hope they take me.
I'm not a vet. I'm a civvy, and you guys still choose. So
that's because we like you.
Option.
That's because you like me. You give me the option. You don't have an option. I'm not going nowhere.
I just said we have no other option.
I'm like fucking AIDS, man. Like,
we're here.
Get rid of me. I'm stuck. You guys can hate me all you want. I'm going to keep coming back. I'm like a
rookie. Why could you be like LeBron?
LeBron?
Yeah. Just be the king of everything. So I can come in and Kobe your ass.
Wait, no. No, that was Kobe, right? Yeah, just go fuck yourself.
You know why Kobe was the best father ever?
No.
No.
He took his daughter with him.
That's not going to go there.
No. Now that has to be bleeped out.
No, bleep that. That's
I didn't
fucking,
say anything
that,
bad.
That's good content.
Oh, my God.
What? You don't like
that? I mean, I got worse.
I mean, just think, Kobe just watched a lot of Planned Parenthood videos. I mean,
oh my God.
When your coat hanger has propellers.
Dude, I can't forget the autopsy. Didn't I show you, Ian?
Yeah, I couldn't look at the good one, but.
Yeah, where he was missing half of his forearm.
Yeah.
Like they found his hand and his shoulder.
Penis, I think was probably the most.
Yeah. It tore his penis as hard as he smacked into the mountain.
Yeah.
Penile tearing is what it said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Penile. And like it had a medical word, and me and Ian looked it up, and it meant like basically it was like
it
skin
tore the
off
skin.
Of it.
Delamination.
Like, I was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, penile delamination.
So, I mean, I'm on another different subject because we're not going to go down that road anymore.
It wasn't a road. It was a mountain. It was a helicopter.
This conversation was the valley.
No. That was coming really fast.
At least it stopped fast, too.
You didn't walk right into that one.
He did not miss that one.
He fell a little short.
You think Betty White met him up there? She was like, bro, what the fuck? And Betty tried to wave, but his forearm was missing, so he couldn't.
Speaking of that,
oh my God.
We watched a video.
We're getting
today.
Canceled.
We've said that before, and we haven't. I mean,
no, we got more companies out of it. It's fucking nuts.
After that one, though?
No. Have you guys seen the video of the Tesla driving through the cemetery yet?
No.
Nope.
Bro, you need to fucking see that. Apparently, Teslas can see dead people.
That's nice.
No, it's like the Xbox Kinect where like it senses all the movements and oh god, mm-hmm. no. That's why. For our listeners, if you are ever curious, go get an old Xbox 360 Kinect. Really cheap. Hook it up and just watch that screen. It shows out little dots out everywhere. And
it'll it's an infrared projection.
Yeah. And you'll see some weird shit happening. Ugh. That's why I refused to get it. I knew the technology that was there. I was like, nope. Because the kids wanted one. And I was like, no, I'll get you a Wii. But we ain't fucking around with that. I ain't watching my cabinets open up or somebody.
You still have my fucking...
No, I don't. No, it fried. Well, it didn't fry. So I got the Red Ring of Death on it, and I was pissed because I had it for years. And so I took off the hard drive, and I threw away the Xbox, got a new 360 at some point. I can't remember what. But that's when I realized it was the hard drive that was bad, so I threw away that original Xbox for no reason. And so I think we ended up shooting and blowing it up the second one.
Hell yeah. Check the group chat.
I found my Kinect last night, so...
What did you say? What the fuck? The guy was probably racist. That doesn't make any sense, but it's funny.
I got one. Before you check it again.
It hasn't came through yet. What is this? Oh, is this that stoner game you got?
No, this is Cards Against Humanity.
The secrets we all hide in our big pants. Oh, that's Jared Fogle. Yeah. That's fucking funny. Child pornography is not funny. Let me just say that. I don't think that's funny at all. It's funny because it's Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's played that game completely.
He's getting footlongs every single night.
Oh, shit. I found a... Oh, bro, there's a picture of Betty White.
No!
Yes, dude. Yes. Check it out. Hold on.
Oh, people are gonna be so pissed. They're gonna be like, all you did was talk about Betty White. Now you went to fuck her.
Yeah. Check that one out.
You're a red hot pecker.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Fuck, I am baked. I'm hitting that PH2Co Blueberry Kush. It's fucking fire, bro.
Honey, really you smell like blank.
Moldy cheese.
How about this one? Hold on. I'm going to drop a question in the group chat. I want you guys to ask it or answer it, okay?
No, you got to ask us here.
No. I mean, I will ask you. Here,
don't be scared. I mean, fucking ask us. Don't
why is pussy. This walrus so frustrated?
I don't know why.
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, because he's got diabetes.
He does look like the diabetes.
I'm Wilfred Brimley. I've got diabetes.
What does this make?
Austin, are you there?
No, I'm still here.
You're just like, I'm done with this.
my brain's done and like just kamikaze itself.
Yeah. Austin's making this face right now. Hold on. I'm gonna check
the group chat. Even though this whole episode is not gonna make sense.
It's not gonna make sense at all.
You'll get it. You'll understand where that fits in. I promise.
He's gonna cause it to crash again.
Maybe. I don't know what that
was. Whoa, dude, your voice went like... Oh, my God.
I can't do the Mr. Krabs laugh. Do the Mr. Krabs laugh, though. Money.
So, yeah, thank you guys for listening to us internationally as we're as local.
We love you.
I still say go check out Dip Devices. You'd code KS Buds with a Z, and you get 15% off of your order. 15 to 20% off your order there. It might be KS Buds with a Z20. Try that. Great tool to use all dabs. Super easy to use.
One of the best in the cannabis consumer market right now.
Yeah.
They also have a bigger one. They have we have the Little Dipper, but they have the larger one too. And yeah. I cannot remember the name of that one to save my life, but hey. If you prefer, you can buy the bigger one. But remember, it's a little device doesn't mean that it's not big clouds.
That's absolutely right.
Anyway, if you've made it this far, Don touches himself to thinking about me.
God.
And Austin sleeps next to his bed.
Nah, Crisco.
Crisco. Yeah.
Fuck, my foot still hurts, man.
Yeah, well, don't kick things you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Fuck that object.
Don't be a little bitch.
Let me tell you about my best
friend. I'm going to say that next time.
Right. Really hurt. Really fucking mad. My best friend. Should have put on some steel toes before you fucked your foot up.
That's the thing. It's normal when I kick shit. I have my boots on. I don't have my
boots on. I'm asking. My best friend. Should have went and got the black leather boots with the red laces out, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what?
Don understands that.
Wow.
Wow. That's all he's going to say is wow. It's okay.
Now, do we want to ask our listeners a poll on Spotify?
Yeah, absolutely.
What should our poll be?
Pole or dancer? I don't know.
Oh. Are we the pole or are we the stripper?
We're probably the stripper, because as much as we're whoring ourselves out to other companies, I mean, I was probably fucking.
Hey,
stripper.
You've liked every bit of it, you dirty whore.
Oh, you're damn right. I spread my cheeks for, you know. These
I'm going to say.
And they're like, sir, you did not have to do that. And he's like, no, go ahead. Look.
I'm going to have to say no on that couch that. I can still have that sharp memory of that fucking beetle in my mouth. So, no, I have not enjoyed working with every company.
And let's say that. We're not lying. They did tell us that they were sending us cookies. They haven't yet. Hopefully they hold up to their word.
They will.
I mean, they did last time.
Look them through. I mean,
I know the mail's really fucked up right now.
It sounds more
apt. Yeah. It does.
I still
and Cole's... Cole said he would try them.
I still have them. Cole said he would try them? Shit,
you still have them? You yeah. still have them?
Yeah. I bet they're
Get rid of those things.
Probably better, honestly.
They were so juicy on the inside.
Dip them in chocolate.
He said dip them in chocolate. Don't. No. Although it would be funny to grind them up and then make cookies out of them or something.
Yeah, just grind them up and put them in your blunt.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, that's some really woke shit.
Whoa, bro. Maybe smoke those beetles, bro. I mean, the distillate would get you fucked up. I mean, it's there. It's just going to burn weird because of the cheese. and the body.
Well, this cock ain't gonna suck itself. Don't worry about the cheese, baby. God damn. The cheese throws a little bit of everything off.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us. If you stuck around this long, we greatly appreciate it. We do highly suggest and recommend all the companies that we have as our sponsors, our ads that we have. We thank them for working with us, and if you've listened to us this long throughout our career here,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bless your heart. I don't know what's wrong with you, but we're there with you.
Hopefully, you're just as fucked up as us, and you can find some humor. You know, if you don't think, at least go check it out. I mean, they do got some pretty cool shit.
At least talk
to them. Something you want.
And a lot of them will offer you samples. I have seen that on like Instagram giveaways and stuff like that. So go check them out.
And if not,
they're definitely out there.
If you're not buying for yourself, everyone has that one stoner friend. Okay.
Yeah.
and they're bound to have something on their website that you have to have for your friend. So yeah. I'm just saying, if you want the gift that keeps giving, a good high is right where you want to be, usually. And if not, you've got a dip device. That's pretty cool. Plenty of glassware, I'm pretty positive, especially if you visit the Stash in Wichita.
If you have to go to any kids' birthday parties other than your own in a year's time frame, you need a dip device.
Absolutely. Yeah. You also need a disposable to follow that up. So,
I go with vapes.
Birthday parties, sober fucking sucks.
That's why I like to go to where there's alcohol.
Just fucking rip.
Well, I used to go for the alcohol, but I don't drink anymore. But it's like Jessica was asking me. She's like, "Why'd you bring your disposable with you to Christmas at your family's?" I was like, "You know my family."
Because I'm getting fucking baked.
There's gonna be four. There's gonna be children, and then a bunch of teenagers that are out of control. I'm gonna get
and one dickbag 37-year-old that thinks he can take a hit.
Yeah, no. I bet he's got a glass jaw, just like my last one. But
I'll tell you what. If he survives your fist, I'll hit him with my dick.
For legal reasons, that's a joke. That's right.
Sledgehammer. They don't call him Hammerhead Johnson for nothing. Here he comes. Coming in the next swing. Wham.
Oh, he's coming.
Straight line drive. Hole in one. What? Dipped his balls into his mouth. Jesus Christ. Talk about a drag race, dragging your balls across his face. God damn.
A race to get off before he finds out.
Oh my God. If I knock everyone's the fuck out, you gotta drag your balls across his face. You got knocked the fuck
dude,
out.
I would drag it. I wouldn't even just drag it. I would like finger paint with that shit.
Fuck yeah. Get it nice and juicy before we go.
Yeah, I'll just fucking dip him in some blue or red paint and just dot his eyes with it. Let the old man fall just sag over his nose like spectacles.
My mom would be like, "Honey, why does your face smell like testicles?" Mmm, so good.
Wait, I know that smell that smells like super sweat? Head gasket.
Let me just say, during this time, the winter time, you know, make sure you check on your friends. It can be a tough, depressing time for people. Mental health is important because if you're listening to our show, you may need it.
Yeah.
Yes. We need a therapy fucking sponsorship.
Some of us are taking our last shot. You know, it's all good. Some of us are hanging in there. Some of us are cutting the of our life.
Ooh.
Some of us are swallowing our pride for the last time.
Some of us swallowing are stressed something. The fuck out.
Is it too much to handle?
It's so hard. Give me the baby powder. Why? I'm a pimp slap my dick. It's acting up.
Don't do that. I can tell you it fucking hurts. Don't do that.
It's chafed. Why is it chafed? I'm all alone.
Fuck, I took a hit when you said that.
You ever seen a dick with calluses?
Wow.
You should see it. It's kind of bumpy.
Sir!
Shut it down.
Give me that damn.
Things that make you want to check the fuck out and stop listening to this podcast.
Reason
number 157. Fox's dick.
fuck.
Or as everyone that I talk to now refers to it, Mr. Cancer Cock. So 158 reasons why to hate this. fuck. You guys are literally my better portions, and that's sad because I weigh a lot.
Let me say, as you know, before we've talked about it, avid gamers, check out Generation Zero, dude. If you guys have an Xbox, it's fucking badass. Dude, that game is pimp as shit.
You know, most about 2 years too late.
Most of the people that are on here probably have heard about it because it's been out for like 2 years, but...
Never heard of it, dude. I don't care what you say. That thing
I mean,
is badass.
It is a good game. It is fire. It's developed by Havoc and a couple other games that are really, really good. So
it's made by the company who made Just Cause, if you've ever played those games.
Yeah.
It's the same studio.
Yep, yep. Good shit, boys. Good shit. Austin, you're going to re-download, right?
Nope.
You are, and we're gonna get on there. We're going to get on there. Yep.
I downloaded that motherfucker 2 months ago.
No, nope. You're going to get it.
Your fucking asses said you would be in there.
We're in there.
And then I fucking finally deleted it because it was just sitting there. And then you sons of bitch decided, oh, we're going to play now. No, fuck you guys. I'm not downloading again.
Well, we're playing.
Okay. Do you still have Fallout?
Yes.
But you'll play that?
But you won't play Generation Zero?
What?
Trash.
You like Fallout?
Which
Fallout?
Yeah, I still got 4 downloaded because I got it modded the fuck out.
Yeah, 4 is badass.
4 is never going to be old until we come out with a new single player Fallout.
Just because 76, I only re-downloaded while I was on quarantine. I literally played through everything else of the hate on waiting on Halo.
Yeah, how you liking that?
It's done.
It is pretty dried out. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm 90% of the campaign.
Oh, no. I was saying it's just dried the fuck out.
Fiesta's fun.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
We've all been playing.
I like the survival aspect of Generation Zero. That's what I love, that bullets are limited. You have to scrounge literally for anything you need.
See, I already got 3 other games that are like that.
Yeah, you
also gotta send like the amount of fucking.
Yeah, like Lawnmower Simulator. I saw you playing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to play that game. I really did. I tried. And I got the Weed Eater out, and I got pissed because I fucked up the edging, and I was like, I'm done with this game.
You can definitely tell that your genealogy is correct. You definitely don't have any Hispanic in your blood. That's for fun.
That's right. I need my guy Pedro. That does you anything.
Well, yeah, that's definitely a white boy name for a Mexican. That's fucked up. Hey, Pedro, come trim my grass. Fucked up, man. Fucked up.
It didn't give me any unlockable bonus features.
Just get the Weed Eater out.
That's what I'm saying. I had the edger, man, and I was edging up the side of it, and I fucked it up.
Mm-hmm. I bet you're pretty used to edging as a white. Get it? You know.
No, a lot of what I've been playing recently has been Conan. Been playing Halo quite a bit last 2-3 days because I haven't played much in the last two or three weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know. It's okay.
I don't know. I'm going to get back into Hell Let Loose, too.
Yeah, I need to get back on that because I was watching Squad today on YouTube and I really wish I had a piece
of it. Dude, but there's nothing that compares to Squad. Let me just say that. Dude.
Yeah, I know, but
it is such a dynamic and diverse game that.
I know, but that's what I'm looking for. And I'm not a PC guy, sadly, so.
It's coming to the Xbox.
However, I did find out that I have a credit for Fingerhut, so I might actually do that. I might actually get a PC from Fingerhut.
I don't know. I've downloaded Escape from Tarkov. I'm just afraid to boot it up. I don't know if my PC is going to catch fire or not.
It probably would, man. That game would be like, I cannot understand anything that's going on right now.
That's why, why I like Gen Zero, though. It kind of feels like a solo, like, co-op playing Tarkov.
Almost. That's just me and Red played the living shit out of that game when it first came out. Like, we ground the hell out of it.
Yeah. I really want to play Tarkov. I really do. I see, you know, it's still really popular. I mean, it's a good fucking game. Like, that's the thing. When you want realism, you play Escape from Tarkov. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be that spot on.
That's right. I've discovered a new meta today, so.
Did you?
Might give it a shot tonight.
Oh, yeah? On Tarkov or on what?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The VP-109.
I said I know what that is, even though I don't play the game.
The Russians consider it's an AK, but the Russians consider it a shotgun because it's smooth bore, so it'll last like fucking 25 or 35 millimeter.
It's basically a keyhole gun. Is what they call it.
No, but it's smoothbore up to like the last some odd millimeter, and then it actually hooks up the rifle and just put enough spin on it to send it. But
yeah, it doesn't stabilize. That
gun in the game is
does it?
No, it does.
Okay,
but the way they got it,
yards, I imagine it keyholes like a son of a bitch.
I'm sure. But I mean, this is the game we're talking about.
Yeah. I know.
So their AP ammo on it is fucking sending out more
damage
than what the Mosin is. Now, granted, it's got a slower. Oh, what the fuck was it? Slower velocity. It was only like 600 some odd meters a second. Compared to like just under 1,000 of those. But it was one tap in players, unless they had like high level 3 or level 4 armor.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna ever get to experience that. I don't think, unless I ever come up with like 12, 13 Z, and then knowing me, it won't get spent on a PC. It'll probably be car parts or firearms.
I mean, that's exactly how that goes. I walked in to get a laptop, ended up with a gun. Sorry.
Get a laptop and left Dunham's with a fucking arsenal of ammunition and a rifle.
Typically what happens with me, like I said, the next one I'm getting is that C308.
Yeah, I'd love to have a 7 year rifle, but I think...
I'm showing Rui the 7 year old model today.
What the fuck was that?
That was my daughter telling me that it's time to go.
Okay, well...
We got a lot of editing to do on this episode.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners again and all of our sponsors for hanging in there with us, making all of this wonderful fuckery possible. Don't forget to check out a lot of our sponsors. Most of the time, our code's KSBUDS with a Z20 for quite a bit of our stuff, I do believe.
Or KSBUDS with a Z.
Yeah, without or just KSBUDS.
But we tried to keep it simple so it would work good for you guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, check out some of our sponsors that we've listed below and that we've dropped into our podcast here. And
follow our Instagram. You'll see it all there.
Yeah, BBKS Podcast.
There it is. You got it.
Also, check us out on Facebook if you want to give us a like on there. We've got our link tree to the podcast and our merch store as well. We only have one design for t-shirts, hoodies, such for now, but I know there's more coming this year. I know we've all been bouncing around.
It's just been on the back burner. It hasn't been a high priority for us.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, again, cause this isn't a monetary thing. This is more of a, hey, this is fun and we enjoy
it. But we have gotten good comments about our first logo, which was drawn up in like maybe 30 minutes. Maybe.
Yeah. And I wear that shirt.
And it was done in Microsoft Paint. Yeah, just say that.
Yes, I've worn mine enough that I can't even wear it anymore because the graphics so fucking faded and cracked on it.
Mine too.
Yeah, same.
But they held up for a long time.
Yeah. So the one that Don accidentally ordered for me when he was checking the sizes out, I still have that and I still wear it. I might order a couple more. If you guys want some new t-shirts, just let me know. I'll totally put an order in so we can go out and like do group shit or whatever.
Yeah, we need to get that done.
I've had several
next
people.
Purchase is going to be our polos.
Nice. Yeah. The one that you did the crest and shit for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one, I like that badass. One.
I finally found an embroidery shop.
Fuck yeah!
It's going to cost about $140 for 3 or 4 shirts.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's for us, not for the general public.
Yeah. This is our shop shirts to go out.
But there are new merch ideas coming to you
guys. Yes, there are, and I think they will enjoy them very much.
But we've gotten a lot of comments on our original one.
We have. I've had a lot of people around town, especially asking me, "Hey, where'd you get the shirt?" I'm like, "Hey, check out Best Buds of Kansas on Facebook and check out the link tree." Before our cards really made to the gas station and stuff, because we're all official now, business cards and blown on yards. So
yeah, that was the first thing we did.
It really is. All right, boys. Well, I bid you two a farewell, and I bid our listeners a farewell, and
happy and high New Year.
Happy high New Year, and remember, always look towards the bright side. And if you can't find the bright side, well, maybe you just need to get above the clouds.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at BBKS Podcast and on Facebook by searching for the Best Buds of Kansas Podcast. New episodes weekly. Until next time, keep those buds a-rolling.